You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. You are listening to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della, your host, sitting alongside Ross Sabaki. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Gina.
Wow. I've paused 3 weeks in a row now. I haven't gotten any SH, can't say the middle letter T from you. Was that?
I'm still reeling.
Okay. Thank you, Gregory.
No, and I'm still reeling from being late, getting called out about that. That was what happened 3 weeks ago. So I'm stunted right now. My growth has been stunted. It's going to take a little while for me to recover.
Well, and I did teach Ross how to put the Milwaukee parking app, how to appropriately
today.
Use.
Yes,
I love
you
when
did.
I teach you technology.
Yes, you're my IT guru.
I know. Thank you. Last week we talked about, you know, the difference between change and growth. And I thought this week it's going to flow beautifully into the difference between passion and burnout. Which I know for 12 years I have walked a fine line. I feel like over Niagara Falls and almost have fallen off and died several times. So that's what I thought we would talk about today.
Here's a question for you. Do you think, well, we can take the three of us in this room. Do you think that it's easier for you to individually, like, think of myself, that I could know when I was burned out? Or do you think it's easier if someone else, like you two, could see when I was burned out? Individual or perspective?
Well, obviously, the answer is I can see when you're burnt out before you recognize you're burnt out.
Okay, that's fair. And it's important to bring that up, right? Because you have to trust those people around you when they tell you that. Because I think if you told me that you're burnt out, I'm like, no, I'm fine. I got it. I got this. I'm going to get done. Versus trusting the people around you and their perspective of, like, they may actually know what they're talking about.
All of you listening, are you overworkers? Think about that. You know what just came to my mind during COVID? Everyone was worried, especially in the beginning, people wouldn't work as hard.
Oh, yeah, correct.
And that was not the case. They never left their seat, except for so, so many people, except to eat for 2 minutes, you know, however long it takes you to eat a sandwich and use the restroom.
Correct. And some even didn't even shower in the morning.
Right. I just kept going, 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 going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought I loved it, actually.
The COVID? Well, thought you loved what?
I thought I loved just sitting there and being able to not get in the car.
Oh,
have
right.
The drive
save the time so you can start immediately.
Yes, and get so, fair. So much more done.
Yep.
Have you heard the phrase, find your passion and you'll never work a day in your life? Of course you've heard that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have always said, you know, when you feel stress, that to me, that means you're not liking your job. When you feel passion, you love your job.
It's fair.
I have always felt passion, and I have given for the almost 12 years I've been here at Pella, literally 60 hours every week.
Mm-hmm. Because you're passionate about what you do.
But now I have learned so much from you where I have only in the last year and a half maybe had cutoff times in the evening because guess what? It's windows and doors. Nobody's dying.
Correct. You have cutoff. I am proud of you. I didn't know that. So you have a time where you, that's it. I'm done for the day.
Yes.
This amount to this
truly,
time. Perfect.
By 8:39, I'm like, and I know that sounds pathetic to some people, but literally I would sit and not move till
until like 1 a.m. I would still see emails coming through like early hours of the morning.
Right. I started changing the time on my emails where you can change the time to delay
to
show at 6:30 a.m. because so many people were saying, why are you still working at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m? And I didn't like it. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the difference between passion and burnout. And the spark in the smoke. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
There's a great story of two lumberjacks where every morning they start chopping wood at the same time, and every day they stop chopping wood at the same time. And every day one of the lumberjacks disappears for about an hour in the middle of the day, and every day he chops more wood than the other guy. And this goes on for months. And eventually, the one who works all day, he says, I don't understand. Every day we start at the same time. Every day we stop at the same time. every day you disappear for about an hour in the middle of the day, and every day you chop more wood than me. Where do you go for that hour? And the other lumberjack looks up and goes, oh, I'll go home and sharpen my axe. You know, that if you take an infinite mindset, it's not about how much you can get done each day. It's how much you can get done over the course of a career or over the course of a lifetime. And you got to take vacations, which means you turn off your email and you turn off your phone and you do not connect to the office.
Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross. Wow. Right?
That's, yeah.
That was Simon Sinek. We talked a couple weeks ago about the value of incorporating motivational videos, passionate videos. And I thought, what? That's actually titled How to Work Without Burnout, Ross.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to start right into it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
What I love is he says burnout doesn't come from working too hard. It comes from working without meaning and without connection. And that is what eventually happens when you just keep going, going, going. It's mindless.
Yeah, and you're not taking the time for yourself, right? Sharpen the axe is the analogy to sharpen your mind. Give yourself that your mind the time to reset.
Ross, when you go on vacation, do you bring your computer and work while you're on vacation?
I feel like you're calling me out right now. Yes, I do. But to be quite frank and honest, I get up early at like 4 a.m. So generally speaking, no one's up. I like that time. At 4 a.m, I get up. I'll do like my emails, get caught so I feel like I'm good. And then when everyone gets up, I start making breakfast and then we go do our things.
Yep. And I'm not calling you out. I bring that up because there are many executives. It really is hard to truly turn it off depending what your position is and what company you work for. And one of the things, I have never yet gone without bringing my work computer.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have learned to do, so I truly can take the advice of Simon Sinek and shut it off, is what you do. I'll get up in the morning. I'll look because there might be some fires that only you or I can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Or MJ, who's our, you know, VP of HR. I know she checks every single day she's on vacation. Jenny Knuth, our comptroller, I see her checking when she's on vacation. But then I shut it off. And I promise myself for the rest of the day. And depending how that vacation day is going, maybe I might check it for 15 minutes later. But I promise and I committed to myself and my family that I'm not going to get stuck if it's later in the day for an hour. What about you?
Yeah, and I think we, a lot of times, the places we go and the vacations we go, it's very advantageous is that the phones don't go with us. So like I'll do our things in the morning and then really we just leave the phones, whether we're camping, so there's no phone, where we're no signal,
yep,
or in another country, so we just leave the phones. So everybody just talks. It's amazing.
That makes me laugh because I don't know, you know, it's been a while since I think I've bugged you while you're on vacation, but I just literally had a memory of you saying, and I will have no service, Gina, just, you know, starting tomorrow. Oh, 4 hours from now, I will have no service.
Yeah, because remember, I told you if you want me, you literally have to get a float plane and fly to Canada because you're not going to get me.
But then I wonder how often was that true? Because now you're like, okay, if you need me this day, I'm at the... So I must have drove you crazy. You know, when our work loses purpose, it's an energy drain.
Yeah, and that's why I brought up in the first time, sometimes you need someone that's around you to point it out to, because your behavior probably will change as well, and you may not see that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, another thing I was thinking of, back to Pella, because we are launching some new products, whether it's our new doors. By the way, you'll have to watch our November TV spot. It's going to showcase an absolutely gorgeous entry door. But when we're launching a new product, when we're refining our customer experience, I feel like then we have more passion. We're excited again. It reignites us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. New purpose.
New purpose. But then we get into our routine, our day-to-day, and it creeps in quietly. Sometimes the meetings feel endless. So how can we fix that?
Schedule. And when I say schedule, I don't mean work schedule. I mean you need to be – deliberate, and you need to schedule your vacation, your time off of what that looks like. So setting boundaries like you did, that's one perfect example in a day-to-day routine. But then you also need to, what does your break look like? So you can schedule those. So you're, like I said, you're purposeful when you do that, when you set up the time, when I'm going to take off, family, whatever's important to you, that's the focus. This is how you do it, and this is when I do it.
I hope you're all listening. We never prepare, and he literally answered perfectly. What Simon is saying is burnout isn't a measure of hours. It's definitely not a measure of hours. It's a measure of alignment. When you work and your values are connected, you definitely, I know I feel fueled, right? It feels fueled. But when they're not, when they're out of sync, now you're it's not exciting. You're tired. You don't have the spark, right? All right, so we're going to come back and we're going to talk about reigniting the passion in real life. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della. Oh, I should have changed it up and did this second segment, but I'm going to do a third segment. You can find us at WTMJ.com. You can download our podcast. You do not have to get up at 6:30 in the morning. I mean, my God, it's going to be dark until practically 7:30. People are probably still in REM.
It is definitely dark out now early. Yes.
I know. I don't love that. Do you like that?
No. It's a shock to the system, actually.
Yeah, don't love it. All right. Here's what I've learned through experience. Passion needs maintenance, and I am a pretty passionate person.
Yeah, and here's what I would say. When you say passion, I think of inspiration, right? Because you're passionate about something that's going to drive inspiration to others. So imagine if you're flat, you have no passion, you're not giving any inspiration to others that you're helping, whether they're peers, you're trying to lead by example. So think about what that does, and the production drops and everybody doesn't feel good about what it is.
I can even think of myself when I was still doing sales meetings. I will always get a compliment from people. You are so passionate. I just get so into what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And if it's not there, it's not there. And it doesn't happen very often, but it became a task.
Correct.
I couldn't wait for it to be over with. You know, we talked about last show with Pella, there were so many corporate changes, massive changes. I mean, even Annette Brevard, someone that we partnered with while she was VP, you know, there were so many new people, new processes, definitely new expectations with what was required of us as a branch to maybe get certain co-op dollars, which you guys, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we had to change and rearrange. And at first it really felt exhausting. And we talked about having to re-explain who we were, rebuild relationships. But over time, actually that change turned into growth, but it also reignited our passion working with those new people. I actually love working with Ryan Lindsley so much from Pella Corporate with marketing. I'm like, oh my God, they have someone who gets it.
Well, because you feed off of his passion.
I do. Oh, he's right? So good. Mm-hmm. And Keith Mann, and I was so intimidated by them and thinking they weren't going to like what we did. And not only did they like it, they love it because this is actually, they came from marketing and they get it, and it's what they
birds of a feather flock together, right?
Yeah.
They're similar to you, similar aspirations. So it's easy for you to feed off of each other and continue. Probably you just had talked about how to continue and to build the passion. It is probably that same thing you just said, is you're finding like-minded people like yourself that have that passion. You keep ramping each other up. Maybe that's your support group of people that feel the same way, that are passionate like you are. So when you're kind of feeling a little slump, that's the people that you go to.
Well, and I can't wait to tell all of you listeners, hopefully in the next month, you know, we're always here at Good Karma Brands, and on the ESPN side of it, we should have something super exciting. Speaking of being innovative and having brand new blood at Pella, that they were open to new ideas, ideas we never thought we wouldn't have even imagined. And so it's actually taught me something. Burnout often means the old way doesn't work, right? Or not changing doesn't work. That's actually been a huge lesson for me.
Not sharpening your axe.
Not sharpening your axe, Ralph. Mm-hmm. Beautiful tie-in. So if you're feeling fried, don't assume it means you've lost your spark. Maybe you need to shift where you're pouring it. So what's an example for us of how can we shift our energy and what we're pouring into it? Like we just talked about the marketing, right? It opens up a whole new world that we hadn't seen. And now I know I'm super excited again and passionate.
Yeah, and I think I would go to it's projects that you're going through to do. And where I would say on that is sometimes if you don't have that passion built in, one way to really reestablish that is actually to ask your teammates, those people maybe that you oversee, like, hey, what's some ideas that you have? Because you can find passion in others or their ideas and things that they want to do because you'll cooperatively, right? We talked about finding those passion people that you all have that same mental, goal. It's the same principle. You can get others' ideas and then become passionate together.
Well, I love how so many of our shows end up, it's like it's connecting the dots. And we had, who knows when back, talked about the value and importance of collaborating.
Correct.
With the team and not being an individual contributor, which is what you mm-hmm. just said. Because yes, we might have great ideas and maybe we're not seeing we're working too much. We're losing a bit of our passion. But when we're in a room working together with like-minded Correct. People and yep. we're collaborating, it automatically fills our cup and refuels us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Almost like we talked about those little motivational, the 5-minute motivationals, the same principle as that, something to refill your cup.
You know, you do such a great job at you do a lot of things that are my favorite, but I love watching the sales meetings you create. I love, they're always different. What part of that still lights you up with sales meetings? What's your favorite part?
The favorite part of sales meetings. I like when we do, honestly, I'm a big fan of when we do like breakout sessions, where we'll go through, I like to have a goal. Like this is the thing we're going to really learn and focus on. And then I can go through and break them out to little groups because then you can sit and you can walk around and hear the things, the way that they talk about their different perspective. And then I can go to this group and it's completely different. And just to hear how they're working through those. That's probably my favorite part when we do those.
Well, it's a lot of work to put a sales meeting together. And we are coming up to the time of the year where we're doing our weekly mm-hmm. meetings because when it becomes winter time, we do a lot more training in the slower season. What keeps you from being burnt out from all of that?
It's help from the other managers. I should say more than that. It's help from the other managers and then the reps because the reps will lead some of the meetings. So that one, that inspires me. But the second is I get the help that sometimes I need because it's too much for one person to try to do all those things.
Are you looking forward to this winter?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of good. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a guest speaker flying in, so it's going to be good.
We do?
We do.
Do I know who it is?
No, it's a surprise.
All right. You are listening. What's the Difference? And now my work husband's keeping secrets from me. When we return, keeping the flame alive. You are listening to Gina Della. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference? I am Gina Della, and we are talking about keeping the flame alive, baby.
In the political correct work sense of the term.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You came spicy with that one.
Clue how spicy I am, quite honestly.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I've been so disciplined during this radio show 10 months. It's exhausting. I might explode.
And I've had 12 years to help, right, coach you keep HR appropriate.
Now I'm boring. People think I'm boring.
People think you're boring. Yeah. Sorry about that, everyone.
You had a question for me.
I do. Well, we've been talking about, she changed the subject. If Casey didn't notice, that's what this is, changing topic. Well, my question for you is, so you'd asked me too, and I think we talked a little bit about this, how do you go through and to keep the passion alive? So if you feel it slipping a little bit, how do you bring that back? What are the things that you go to refill your cup, sharpen your axe?
When even just thinking about how we prepare for our show each week, I think about what happened in the week. How did the week go? And quite honestly, this week I was burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? We need to talk about that because I always tell people I bleed yellow and black. I bleed like I'm related to John Calowertz, but I was burnt out. And everybody gets burnt out. And how can I help people mm-hmm. not be like that? So I thought about, I turned it around into a positive. What can we do on our show to help others not get there or feel like that or be there or when they are there, get over it?
that's a good example. So maybe helping. So for you, helping others gives you more motivation and more passion to go through.
I'd rather help others all day long than sit and do anything for myself.
Which is a valid point for you, because you are the type of person that you would rather give a gift than receive a gift.
Oh, I do love getting gifts from Christopher David Della. I would like to make sure that does not get confused. Our anniversary is tomorrow.
Hint, Chris. Yeah.
But other than Christopher David Della, I do love giving for sure.
Well, the only last thing I have for you is just going to be is going to tie on that too. So that's great things that you do to build your passion. What do you do for that rest and relaxation time? If I said you have 2 hours, you can do anything that's not work related, what are you going to do?
Yep. You know what? And I've been doing that. Mm-hmm. I literally go down in my screen porch. It is so beautiful and peaceful in my backyard. And it's still warm enough outside. It's been amazing last 6 weeks. And I literally, I don't have a TV on. I don't have music. I literally sit there and look outside in peace and quiet. And I know people probably think that's boring and crazy. I could do it for hours.
That's called meditation. And that is...
am I doing a Gina meditation? I never really knew what meditation was.
That is basically, in a sense, meditation. You are using nature to help you meditate and relax and stay at peace. That is sharpening your axe.
Oh, I'm thinking, okay, I'm a meditator. Wow, this is a banner day. All right, everybody, who knows what we're talking about next week? I haven't had it hasn't hit me yet. So have a great Saturday. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.